This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Here we are, still fresh off of Christmas. Owen Troyer filling in for Alex Jones here today. And for whatever reason, Christmas seems to really trigger liberals. I don't understand it, why it's so triggering, but that's the case. They hate the fact that Trump says Merry Christmas. They want to bury Merry Christmas and just say Happy Holidays. But now the Southern Poverty Law Center has labeled Christmas extremism. Here's a report from John Bowne.
Merry extremism, everyone. The Southern Poverty Law Center has designated anyone hashtagging Merry Christmas, Christmas Eve, Christmas, or Jesus a far right-wing extremist. Breitbart writes, according to the SPLC, its hate tracker tracks accounts that represent a range of extremists, from conspiratorial fringes of mainstream conservatism to outright white supremacists. The hate tracker notes that hashtag Christmas is the second highest trending hashtag it tracked on Christmas Eve, with at White House and at POTUS being among the four top Twitter handles mentioned with the hashtag. For hashtag Merry Christmas, the U.S. Marine Corps band at Marine Band was one of the top mentioned, according to the hate tracker on Christmas Eve. One of the SPLC's top image associated with hashtag Merry Christmas is a photoshopped picture of Marines hoisting a Christmas tree instead of a flag, as depicted in the famous Iwo Jima picture. You may remember recently in 2017, the SPLC designated a Christian ministry group as a hate group. PJ Media reported, the SPLC listed DJKM as a hate group, while GuideStar also categorized it in those terms, and Amazon kept the ministry off of its charity donation program, Amazon Smile. Jerome Corsi reported back in August of 2017, the SPLC, a 501c3 tax-exempt foundation headquartered in Montgomery, Alabama, is quick to demonize law enforcement conflicts with minorities that are typically characterized as oppressive by the hardcore left that has taken control of the Democratic Party. Apple has joined internet content giants Google and Facebook, as well as the mainstream media, embracing the Southern Poverty Law Center efforts to censor out hate speech. Without realizing, the Soros-funded organization has a hard-left goal of targeting conservatives and libertarians as extremists. Meanwhile, the George Soros-funded nonprofit pays lucrative six-figure salaries to its top directors and key employees while spending little on legal services despite its stated intent of fighting hate and bigotry, using litigation, education, and other forms of advocacy. The SPLC was founded by lawyers Morris D. and Joseph Levin Jr. D's first law partner, Millard Fulmer, said of D's direct marketing ventures in the 1960s that Morris and I, from the first days of our partnership, shared the overriding purpose of making a pile of money. We were not particular about how we did it. We just wanted to be independently rich. During the 8 years we worked together, we never wavered in that resolve. Also back in August of 2017, records showed that millions of dollars to offshore entities were a huge part of the SPLC's business dealings. The SPLC should be held accountable for treason and subversive tactics endangering not only just our national security, but Western civilization itself. Merry Christmas, SPLC. May you one day take a hard look in the mirror and realize the real extremist is you. John Bowne reporting for Infowars.com.
And this is what the radical left has done to conservatives, where if you're a conservative or you support Trump or you love America, well, you're a racist, you're a bigot, you're a white nationalist, even if you're black. even if you're Hispanic, you're still a white nationalist. So you can tear down a Kate Steinle memorial and it's okay because you've been dehumanized by the radical left. When we come back, Trump's approval ratings are up. We'll tell you why.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome into the Alex Jones Show. Filling in for Alex today, I am Owen Schroyer. It is Thursday, December 28th, 2017, as we are winding down 2017, getting ready for 2018. President Trump's approval rating has hit a boost as we are closing out the new year. We'll get more into that. But there was a story today in the Pew Research Center, 17 striking findings from 2017. Now, I found the striking findings that they reported on to be rather mundane. So what I want to do today, I'm going to take a lot of phone calls in the second and third hours of today's show to hear from the audience. And I want to know, what did you think were the most, let's go with their phrase, striking findings of 2017? Because to me, when I think about striking findings, I'm thinking about the JFK assassination and how the FBI and the government was covering up the truth about that, and they lied about it, and they admitted that they had people in the media to lie about it. To me, that's a striking finding. So striking, I can't believe that that only lasted, you know, a couple weeks in the news cycle. You would think the people that were alive during the JFK assassination would be more upset that they were lied to for all these years. But in fact, that group of people seemed to care even the least. So I want to hear from the audience. What were the most striking things to you in 2017? How about the fact we found out that Hillary Clinton rigged the primary and cheated Bernie out, and that he laid down and didn't care? A total fraud, a total wuss, a total wimp. We'll actually be hearing from Bernie Sanders later today. So as we wind down 2017, we'll take some of your calls in the second and third hour. What were the most striking findings to you? Maybe it's Peter Stroke in the FBI clearing Hillary Clinton and then saying he needs to have an insurance policy in case Trump would win. What does he mean by that? But latest poll indicates President Trump's rating is up to a 46% approval rating, with a 53% disapprove rating. And this actually matches where President Hussein Hezbollah was at the same time in his first year. So President Hussein Hezbollah, also known as Obama, President Hezbollah saw a 46% approval rating and a 53% disapproval rating after his first year. Now, what is the twist? Well, see, there is a twist. Here's the twist right here. Trump media, three times more negative than for Obama, just 5% positive. So think about this. Obama was a media darling. Obama was a total fraud, and a lot of people bought into Obama. A lot of those people realize he's a total fraud now, and now are Trump supporters. But regardless, think about this. Where President Trump stands today, as far as this Rasmussen approval rating, is exactly where President Obama stood after his first year. But President Trump did it, if you want a visual, President Trump did it with shackles on. President Trump did it handcuffed. President Trump did it with a ball and chain attached to each leg. President Trump did it while the media was stabbing him in the back the entire way. So the fact that President Trump matches President Obama's approval rating after 1 year shows you how amazing he actually is. It's like if President Trump and President Hezbollah had to run a 40-yard dash, and they both ran the 40-yard dash in the same time, but President Trump had to do it with a 100-pound flak jacket on, and he still tied Obama. And he's almost double his age. So this is a huge accomplishment for President Trump, considering how much the media has lied about him, his family, tried to character assassinate him, this whole fake Mueller investigation with the fake Russian collusion narrative based on a fake dossier. And yet here, President Trump stands just as popular as President Hezbollah after his first year in office, with nothing but hate, vitriol, and lies coming from the mainstream media. So cheers to President Trump for accomplishing that. That is truly incredible. Meanwhile, President Hezbollah, well, he just continues to try to figure out how he can undermine President Trump and confuse and deceive the American Republic. So President Trump, though, also tweeted out that he has inside polls that indicate that his approval rating is actually higher. And think about where that approval rating would be if the television media actually gave fair coverage to President Trump. I'm not saying they have to worship President Trump. I'm not saying they have to like President Trump. I'm just saying giving him fair coverage. It's like yesterday on the Drudge Report. The Drudge Report has a poll, and the poll, the winning vote was the biggest story of 2017 was Trump's first year in office. Well, that's kind of a misnomer to me. They didn't report on Trump's first year in office. People don't even know what Trump accomplished in his first year in office. If you watched CNN or MSNBC, you think the only thing President Trump accomplished was having Manafort and Flynn charged with something and colluding with Russia and being a bigot. You wouldn't know about the tax cuts. You wouldn't know about the GDP. Look at this. They have it in a pie graph here. Look at that. I mean, this is ridiculous. Coverage of Trump's first 60 days delivered greater share of negative assessments than coverage of previous presidents. So a negative assessment of Clinton, President Bill Clinton, 28%. President George Bush, 28%. President Hussein Hezbollah, 20%. President Trump, 62%. So how about that? President Trump gets almost as much negative assessment on media than the prior three presidents combined, and yet here he stands today like a rock with an approval rating as good as Obama's after 1 year in office. And again, these ratings are skewed to me because some of the people that they are looking to vote on this don't even know what Trump has actually done. They don't know the truth about President Trump. They don't know all of Trump's accomplishments. And so they're voting based on false information. So that's just amazing that President Trump has been able to do that. He just continues to accomplish things that seem impossible. Now, an interesting ripple in that, there's actually a couple here we're going to get to. Trump sends fewer Mexicans home despite deportation talk. So actually, and I'm wondering where the liberals are going to be on this because, you know, Trump hates Mexicans. That's what they say. You know, Trump wants to send all the Mexicans back to Mexico. That's what the Democrat ads would run on TV saying if you're a Mexican, he wants to deport you. And then sadly, people who are actually from Mexico believe that, and then they get scared even though it's fake news. So So I'm just going to wait, and I'll probably wait till I'm dead. I'm just going to wait until the liberal media excoriates President Obama for deporting more Mexicans than President Trump. I mean, after all, if President Trump's rhetoric against Mexicans is so offensive, President Hezbollah's deportation of them, you would think, would be tenfold as offensive. But no, I'll be waiting until I die for the liberal media to actually cover any subject fair. Meanwhile, number of officers killed in the line of duty hit second lowest in more than 50 years. Oh, is that because we have a president that doesn't go on national platforms and diss the police and rile up more hatred towards police? I don't know. That could be the case, but just another stat. And it's good news. Even for the people out there that hate police, I mean, you would think that you'd want less people getting shot and killed and hate and anger. But maybe that's what fills your heart, so that story might actually upset you. On the other side, we're going to hear from David Knight. This is a classic. It's a wonderful lie about big banks and the United States, and it's got a little Christmas touch to it, just to trigger the liberals.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Over the last 100 years, the Federal Reserve has created bubbles and burst them, enslaved us with debt, and destroyed our purchasing power through inflation. Yes, it's been a wonderful lie for the bankers. There are striking parallels in Frank Capra's It's a Wonderful Life to the lies and tricks that real bankers use to create the Federal Reserve. Human nature doesn't change, and the greedy elite of 1913 and 2013 look and act a lot like Potter, the banker in the movie. And many Americans are left like George Bailey, staring into the abyss as their dreams collapse and they face financial ruin. Do we live in a country that looks a lot more like Pottersville than Bedford Falls? What does Frank Capra's film show us about how we got here and how we can get out? When the Federal Reserve was created 2 days before Christmas 100 years ago, it was a culmination of 6 years of fraud, fear, and manipulation.
I've never really seen one, but that's got all the earmarks of being a run.
The panic of 1907 was used to shape public support for the Fed. The panic was triggered by rumors that two major banks were about to become insolvent, just as we see in the movie.
George, there is a rumor around town that you've closed your doors. Is that true? I am going all out to help in this crisis. I have just guaranteed the bank sufficient funds to meet their needs. They will close up for a week and then reopen.
Just took over the bank.
I may lose a fortune, but I am willing to guarantee your people, too. Just tell them to bring their shares over here, and I will pay 50 cents on the dollar.
Oh, you never miss a trick, do you, Potter?
Unfortunately, J.P. Morgan got away with the deception and was able to shut down competitors and snapped up assets at fire sale prices.
Take during the Depression, for instance. You and I were the only ones that kept our heads. You saved the building and loan. I saved all the rest.
Yes, well, most people say you stole all the rest.
The envious ones say that, George. The suckers.
Charles Lindbergh Sr. warned people at the time of the creation of the Federal Reserve that it would not stop boom and bust cycles, but would actually create them in order to benefit its private owners. Here's what he said. To cause high prices, all the Federal Reserve Board will be to lower the rediscount rate, producing an expansion of credit and a rising stock market. Then, when businessmen are adjusted to these conditions, it can check prosperity in mid-career by arbitrarily raising the rate of interest. It can cause a pendulum of rising and falling market to swing gently back and forth, or cause violent fluctuations by a greater rate variation. And in either case, it will possess inside information as to the financial conditions and advanced knowledge of the coming change, either up or down. This is the strangest, most dangerous advantage ever placed in the hands of a special privileged class by any government that ever existed. The system is private, conducted for the sole purpose of obtaining the greatest possible profits from the use of other people's money. They know in advance when to create panics to their advantage, and they know when to stop panic. Inflation and deflation work equally well for them when they control the finance. As we see in the movie, not all lending institutions have the same motivations.
Now, you take this loan here to Ernie Bishop, you know, that fellow that sits around all day on his brains in his taxi, you know. I happen to know the bank turned down this loan, but he comes here, and we're building him a house worth $5,000. Why?
Well, I handled that, Mr. Potter. You have all the papers there, his salary, insurance. I can personally vouch for his character.
Friend of yours.
Yes, sir.
You see, if you shoot pool with some employee here, you can come and borrow money. What does that get us? A discontented, lazy rabble instead of a thrifty working class.
As a former FDIC chair said, All too often, the large banks use their models and their algorithms, and if you don't fit in their boxes, you don't get the loan. And Dodd-Frank legislation is tying the hands of small lenders, shutting out buyers and shutting down lenders. Today, there are fewer lenders than at any time the government has kept records. 10,000 banks disappeared between 1984 and 2011.
This town needs this measly one-horse institution, if only to have some place where people can come without crawling to Potter. Come on.
In the movie, George gets to see what happens to the small town if Potter didn't have competition from credit unions and smaller lenders.
If it hadn't been for you...
Yeah, if it hadn't been for me, everybody would be a lot better off. My wife and my kids and my friends. I mean, look, little fella, why you go off and haunt somebody else?
Yeah, so you still think killing yourself would make everyone feel happier, eh?
Oh, I don't know. I guess you're right. I suppose it'd been better if I'd never been born at all.
Pottersville, the only businesses thriving are vice. People are angry. The town is filled with signs like, keep moving, keep off the grass. Bert the cop actually shoots at George when he's running away and is no threat to anyone.
Stand back!
Everyone is a renter. No one has a stake.
Now, you're Ernie Bishop, and you live in Bailey Park with your wife and kid.
Look, bud, what's the idea? I live in a shack in Pottersville. My wife ran away 3 years ago and took the kid, and I ain't never seen you before in my life, see?
Private property and everyone having a stake is the antidote to Pottersville.
Here, you're all businessmen here. Don't it make them better citizens? Doesn't it make them better customers?
But whether it's the Trans-Pacific Partnership or a global carbon tax, the global elite don't see you as a stakeholder. They want to turn us all into serfs and treat us like cattle.
Just remember this, Mr. Potter, that this rabble you're talking about, they do most of the working and paying and living and dying in this community. Well, is it too much to have them work and pay and live and die in a couple of decent rooms and a bath? Anyway, my father didn't think so. People were human beings to him, but to you, a warped, frustrated old man, they're cattle. Well, in my book, he died a much richer man than you'll ever be.
I'm not interested in your book. I'm talking about the building and loans.
I know very well what you're talking about. You're talking about something you can't get your fingers on.
Speaking of riches, do you find the salary amounts amusing when Potter tries to buy George off?
Let's look at your side. Young man, 27, 28, married, making, say, 40 a week.
45.
45. 45. George, I'll start you out at $20,000 a year.
$20,000 a year?
You wouldn't mind living in the nicest house in town, buying your wife a lot of fine clothes, a couple of business trips to New York a year, maybe once in a while Europe. You wouldn't mind that, would you, George?
Would I?
Even if George had saved a lot of his $20,000 salary, would it have bought much a couple of decades later? By even the government's very conservative estimate of inflation, the dollar has lost 90% of its value since 1947 when the movie was made. The Fed's deliberate inflation is devastating to anyone trying to accumulate wealth through hard work and saving. So what is the answer to all the George Baileys out there 100 years after the government gave control of our money supply to private bankers like Potter? Well, Potter had more money than he could spend. But would any of you want to be Potter?
You sit around here and you spin your little webs and you think the whole world revolves around you and your money. Well, it doesn't, Mr. Potter. In the whole vast configuration of things, I'd say you were nothing but a scurvy little spider.
George Bailey finally sees how rich his own life is as he sees the fruits of relationship, honesty, and compassion.
To you in jail. Go on home. They're waiting for you.
And if the public can awaken to the lies of the Federal Reserve, if it could even be audited.
Well, hello, Mr. Bank Examiner.
It would be a huge step to breaking the chains that enslave all of us. But ultimately, it is God that changes minds and changes hearts. God hates oppression, and we can and should confidently pray that he will stop it.
I owe everything to George Bailey. Help.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Alex Jones out today, Owen Troyer in, and President Trump's ratings up despite pretty much nothing but negative press, lies, disinformation ever since he announced he was going to be running for president. President Trump today has the same approval rating that President Hezbollah had after his first year in office. And when you look at the numbers, you look at the media coverage, and you recall how much of a media darling Obama was, Trump is a media punching bag, yet here President Trump is, right where Obama was at the exact same time. Excuse me, President Hezbollah. So now President Hezbollah is being called out for a, well, not a fake Christmas picture, but a recycled Christmas picture. He tweets out saying, Merry Christmas from the Obama family, as if the picture was just taken. Nope, turns out it was actually taken 2 years ago. Nice try. But it's just like everything else President Hezbollah did, a total fraud. So Trump, though, actually brought Christmas back to the White House in a glorious fashion. Melania Trump, the first lady, first time we've had a first lady in 8 years. She did a wonderful job decorating the White House. And a lot of people are saying she kind of rubbed Michelle Obama's nose in it because a lot of Melania's decorations included candy, where Michelle Obama didn't allow candy around Christmas, you know, because she was such a health nut, you know, with her wide shoulders and everything. But anyway, I'm getting off topic. So this is fully triggering. I mean, you can't even believe. See, what Trump does is he's forcing people to show their true colors. And right now on Twitter, he's tweeting about Vanity Fair. We're going to cover that later. He's also tweeting about China now moving oil to North Korea, which he doesn't like that. So that's going to have to be addressed. We'll perhaps get into more of that later. Maybe something will break on that. That's big news. But what President Trump does is he's forced people to show their true color. So, oh, yeah, the war on... Oh, yeah, I'm sure there's a war on Christmas. Sure, war on Christmas. Pfft, look at this nut that says a war on Christmas. Okay, well, then what happens? President Trump says Merry Christmas, and the Southern Poverty Law Center says that's extremism. President Trump says Merry Christmas, and CNN says that's a racist dog whistle. No, I'm not making it up. Here's the clip.
Happy holidays.
Okay, so Margaret, I mean, this is a line that we have heard from Donald Trump many, many. Why does he continue? This is a dog whistle to the base because no one has ever stopped saying Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, except for that, if you turn on some of our competitive cable networks, they have entire hours and programming about the war on Christmas.
Pause it real quick. I just want to correct something here. You're not competitive, CNN. Okay, you are not competitive. You're a nothing. You're a minor leaguer. You're Bush League. All right, now go ahead.
About the war on Christmas, and it is intended directly to go towards that cultural base that feels that other people are taking their America away from them. That was the dog whistle, Make America Great Again. Great from what? Right? The people who are taking Christmas away from you, the people who are taking your presents away from you, the people who are taking, you know, all of your teddy bears away from you, whatever it is.
Well, now, time out. Pause it right there. So, oh, okay, yeah, you're crazy and everything. Right. But again, here you are freaking out about it. Here the Southern Poverty Law Center is saying it's extremism. So if you're going to say Christmas is racist and extremism, isn't that what you're trying to eliminate? You're the ones obsessing over racism and extremism, trying to eliminate it every day. So therefore, by that formula, you are literally on air right now trying to eliminate Christmas as you're saying it doesn't exist. Let's go back to the clip.
We're going to bring Christmas back, and that's, you know, it's disingenuous. It's not true. But you have to understand, like, there is a
there's not much effect
to the cultural resentment.
It used to be.
But politics, cultural resentment is all about narrative, right? And when confronted with facts, it falls apart. But it's because things feel emotionally true.
Oh, well, that doesn't seem to stop CNN from reporting on lies.
It's a lousy basis for trying to unite the nation.
Yeah. And you two looking like a, like I said, all
Merry Christmas. Trying to unite the nation here.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, yes.
And happy holidays.
Oh, yeah, CNN trying to unite the nation with Don Lemon with the turtleneck on. What? With Don Lemon with the turtleneck? So, you know, saying Merry Christmas is a racist dog whistle, according to CNN. Saying Merry Christmas is extremism, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center. They claim that they're fighting racism and extremism every day that they go on air. But they're also saying no one is attacking Christmas, even though the very nature of that conversation is that they're attacking Christmas. I'm telling you, these people are so contorted. They I can't even imagine the mental gymnastics they have to do just to form a conversation. I mean, they must pull a hammy, pull a frontal lobe every time they go on air. But you want to know what's even perhaps the saddest part about this? That was an actual CNN segment. That was an actual CNN segment on Don Lemon's show, debating whether or not there's a war on Christmas as they're attacking President Trump for talking about Christmas. And you wonder why CNN is failing in the ratings. So we happen to like Christmas here when we happen to have a open sense of humor. So let's go back to Donald Trump saying Christmas is here. A little bit of a remix. Here's the beautiful White House setting, decorated by Melania.
So Christmas time is here again. Shove it up your vegan face. You'll do a lot more stuff in the new year unless you're dead. People love different foods. Organic chicken is a snooze. I want more grease and I want more chocolate cake. Christmas is here, yeah, Christmas is here. Grab a friend's hand and yank them near. It's the best time of the year. Christmas is here.
This is all to Donald Trump and now Melania lip syncing.
I like a bunch of Christmas flowers.
I've been eating jelly beans for hours. I hate the sweater wearers. I think I mentioned that. When I finally speak, I will tell you anything at all. The problem is yours, cause I'm a nunker and I run the show. Christmas is here, yeah, Christmas is here. Look into the sun with zero fear. It's the best time of the year. Christmas is here. But clearly sent from heaven.
I'm not the real Donald Trump, but I can scare you just as much.
Christmas is here, play in the snow. Grab a friend's hand and don't let go. I'm the most big league guy I know. Christmas is here.
Christmas isn't fun, at least when you're not a real human. Oh, why can I not know love?
So that is the bad lip reading of Donald Trump. Christmas is here. If you're familiar with bad lip reading, they do pretty funny stuff over there. They take basically lip syncing and put words over it. So if you want to check out that viral video, I'm sure you can find that all over the internet. But again, we have an open sense of humor here. They took some shots at Donald Trump in that video, but I still laughed at it and had a good time. So here's the deal. When we come back, we're going to kind of put Christmas behind us, if we will, for this broadcast, and we're going to look at some of the other news. There is other news that is going on right now, but guys, pull up President Trump's tweet because I want to make sure it's right. He tweeted about China allowing oil to go to North Korea. Now, if you recall, when Trump first started addressing North Korea, here's a story on Zero Hedge. U.S. spy satellites catch Chinese ships illegally selling oil to North Korea. President Trump tweets about it this morning, saying he's very upset that China did that. This is what Trump said when he first started going after North Korea. We need to stop allowing the oil to go there. He supposedly negotiated a deal with China, and then China stopped the oil from going there. Well, now it's going there again. So is this China double-crossing, or was there never really a deal reached? We'll have to find out.
Hey, Daniel Bregman, why new Manna Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options: organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. New Manna is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your new Manna today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at powerprepper.com, powerprepper.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ha 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 ha! You thought you could destroy President Trump, didn't you? You thought you could destroy President Trump by having as much negative coverage for President Trump as you had the previous three presidents combined. Yet here we stand today, and President Trump's approval rating, despite all of the negative press, all of the lies and disinformation and false accusations, President Trump remains today as popular as Obama was, a media darling who could do no wrong a year ago. But you know, it's amazing all of the double standards, and I'm sure I'm not telling my audience anything new, but one of the crew was just pointing out, you know, Obama said Merry Christmas too. You know, Obama celebrated Christmas too. You know, he recycled that old picture from Christmas 2 years ago. You know, maybe he didn't celebrate it this year. Maybe he did. I don't know. He recycled that picture. But yeah, here's the story. Yeah, Obama saying Merry Christmas 17 times. Where was the liberal outrage? Trump says that it's bad. Well, Trump is white, so Trump can't say anything because he's a racist bigot. Obama, though, half black, President Hezbollah, he can do no wrong. Oh, and by the way, President Hezbollah also said that Jerusalem was the capital of Israel, and liberals were silent on that. So, you know, that's just what we deal with here. But look, fake news media like CNN and MSNBC is losing. Liberal bias, radical leftist media like the Young Turks is losing miserably. And InfoWars is expanding. And this is because you are supporting us. And when we expand and when we get your support, you know, we don't get new fancy cars or anything. We expand what you want us to do. So now we're live for 10 hours a day at InfoWars.com/show. It starts off with David Knight in the morning, then the Alex Jones Show, then the War Room with myself and Roger Stone. And it's all thanks to you at InfoWarsStore.com. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have some specials running. The New Year Gut Pack. The New Year Gut Pack. That includes 25% off Myco ZX, which is back in stock. Now, if you want to get an even better deal on Myco ZX, if you just get the Myco ZX, it's 25% off. But we have the Myco ZX Floralife combo. That's the gut health New Year's special combo. So you get Myco ZX and you get Floralife for 50% off. So that's a bigger savings if you buy the Myco ZX and the Floralife combo. That's a 50% off savings on that deal. And so many people don't realize that you need good bacteria in your gut. And a lot of our diets basically create an environment where only the bad bacteria can survive and thrive. So we have a solution. That's why you have people with these weak stomachs and gluten allergies, you know, all of this stuff. So we provide solutions at InfoWars Store. com. We've also got a very new product, Alpha Power, which is also 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Alpha Power, one of the newest products at InfoWarsStore.com. Is that Santa Claus?
Santa Claus
is here.
I don't know why it's Santa Claus here. I want to say Happy New Year to everybody. Live transmission is coming up. David Knight, all you guys are doing a great job. Great job, crew. I'm so out of my mind. I was like walking through here. The people aren't supposed to. And I'm like, wait, Owen's live on air.
Look at that.
So what's going on here?
Look at Alex Jones
interrupting
smiling.
My own show.
What did they say you do? You bellow, is it? Are you bellowing again?
I do interrupt too much.
He's bellowing, folks. He's interrupting as I'm trying to help fund the operation. I mean, it's unbelievable what Alex Jones does. He gives you 50% off the half the store for Christmas, you know. But you support us, folks. That's the most important thing. You support us, and you want us to go to the next level, and so that's why we bring you these specials. That's why we have InfoWarsStore.com, and that's why we expand our broadcast. So Alex has big plans for 2018, and with your continued support, you're going to see those plans manifest themselves. Okay, here's the deal. I'm going to open up the phone lines in the second hour. Now, this was a story from Pew Research Center, 17 striking findings from 2017. I found most of these striking findings to be trivial and not as hard-hitting as I thought they should be. So I want to ask the audience, as we wind down 2017, what a year it was, what were the most striking findings to you in 2017? To me, I go with Hillary Clinton rigging the election against Bernie Sanders. I go with Peter Stroke admitting he needed an insurance plan, that's the FBI, in case Trump won. You know, these are the things. How about JFK files getting released? These are the things that I find most striking from 2017. So 1-877-789-ALEX, 1-877-789-2539. Call into the show. What were your most striking findings from 2017? These are undeniable things from 2017. So we'll be taking your calls in the second hour. For now, though, we're going to go to Paul Joseph Watson celebrating a milestone. Our very own Paul Joseph Watson thanking you for his latest milestone.
I'm here in Spain with a special New Year's message for all my subscribers, followers, and readers over at InfoWars.com. Now, some people have been asking why there haven't been any new videos recently. Well, I've been ill or bedridden for much of the past month, but now I'm back. Back to thank you all for the continued incredible support in helping me smash 100 million views on the channel for 2017. 100 million views in 12 months. Not bad for a weirdo with a strange accent ranting about politics. I cannot express how truly grateful I am for each and every single subscriber. I mean that directly from the heart. Also, a personal thank you to the haters, without whom I wouldn't have anything to fuel my fire. Seriously, you're the main reason why I get up in the morning, so please never stop, because you know I won't. But to my subscribers, please go easy on leftists at this time of year, because it's really hard for them. Christmas and New Year's, we're talking family, joy, happy children, Christianity, eating meat, goodwill to all men, enjoying the plentifulness that capitalism enables. It's literally everything they hate. Spare a thought for the miserable bastards. Now, although the festive season is a time of plenty, it's important to remember the things we lost. Things like Eminem's career, which died in 2017, rest in peace. Things like Hollywood's ability to relentlessly lecture and virtue signal, given that it's been exposed as the degenerate cesspit we always knew it to be. Things like the sanity of millions of Americans who drove themselves crazy with conspiracy theories about Russian collusion and hysterical delusions about Donald Trump. But while they devolve into fevered paranoia about Trump ripping apart the country, many lives were actually ripped apart this year as a result of Islamic terrorism. While we spent our Christmas surrounded by loved ones, thousands of families across the world spent Christmas beset by grief and emptiness, thanks to the religion of peace. We shall never forget the victims of Manchester, London, Barcelona, Stockholm, New York and Melbourne. We shall never allow political correctness to silence our condemnation of a radical belief system that spreads misery and terror wherever it goes. New Year's is a time of renewal, a recommitment to the principles we hold dear. But the left has an advantage because they're dimwits. They never get bored of hearing their own tired clichés repeated over and over again. They never get bored of hearing their own droning voices. They never get bored of saying the same old about the same subjects. Whereas intellectually curious people do get bored of saying the same thing about the same subjects over and over again. So therein lies our challenge. We have to continue to innovate new ways of reaching new people with the same underlying principles. The reassertion of Western civilization, objective standards of beauty, true freedom of speech, free market capitalism. We're heading into 2018. Imagine what people living 50 years ago in 1968 thought 2018 would be like. Flying cars, a cure for cancer, intergalactic space voyages to other worlds. Instead, we're still here trying to explain why communism is bad. 50% of US millennials would prefer to live under communism than capitalism. Yeah, we've got a lot of work to do. 100 million views for 2017 on YouTube alone is pretty good. But it's not enough. 2018 is going to be absolutely massive. Happy New Year to everyone. Let's make it one to remember. I love you all, and thank you.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.